This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Is a war. It's happening now. It will decide the fate of humanity. The time to choose sides has come. We are the resistance. We are the InfoWar.
And folks, it is Sunday, June 1st, 2014, and I am just sitting here thinking about all this, and it just hit me. We really are broadcasting from FEMA Region 6. We really are in a 10-part global government with 10 subregions per region. It really is public. They really are putting cancer viruses and vaccines and brain-damaging hydrofluorosilicic acid in the water. I really own their books where they admit they're doing it on my bookshelf. It's a Twilight Zone episode. But in a way, it's exciting. It's real. It's animating. Let me tell you, I'm not worried about my hair sticking up in public anymore. I'm not worried about what people think about me. I care about this species. Not because I'm a hero, just because I'm not a piece of crap. I just want to have a better world. I like nice people, not scum, but nice people. I've been blinded. We've been brought up incrementally with the poison being titrated, built up, so we have an incredible tolerance to it, and they've used our own adaptability against us to put up with the abuse. And in the last 4 minutes we've got in this short segment with John Rappaport, John, you talk about breaking the trance. Because I don't want to just wake people up in a sub-trance where they go, okay, it's happening, and feel hopeless. We can change the world and make it better if we take the next step. How do we do that? How do we break out of the trance?
You know, Alex, what I've always said is that people have to go back to the root. What is the root? Freedom. And then they have to understand what that means for them fully. You know, because when people do understand that, they become motivated to take action. They don't just sit there and stare out the window. But the problem is a lot of people get kind of a half idea of what their own particular freedom means. They don't really learn about it. They don't contemplate it. Nobody teaches it to them. They have to do it themselves. Because everything that we're saying here comes back to that. They're trying to destroy freedom. That's their goal. Control means no freedom. You're a slave. Okay, so what is your freedom? What does that really mean? You know, it's a word. It means I can, you know, I could shop here or I can go there or I can take a vacation. That has nothing to do with anything. The deeper an individual gets to understand the root of his own freedom, he not only understands how they are trying to take it away, but what power lies in that freedom that he has, the power to act, the power to do the right thing, the power not to be a schmuck.
The power to have your own original thoughts and not take up the false freedom of exercising the fake freedoms they try to sell us to carry out. Like, oh, you're free if you do this or that. Well, yeah, if I want to, but it needs to originate from my spirit, from my core, not from their system.
You bet. You bet. And that's why they're going after constitutionalists, because constitutionalists begin to understand that. Hey, my freedom really has nothing to do with the government at all. You know, or the media, or any official, anybody. It has to do with me. My freedom is prior to any law, any rule, any regulation.
They want you to go to them to have them certify your freedom when the Constitution, Bill of Rights, Declaration of Independence are beautiful, because they say, no, your freedom already existed. We're just pointing some of it out here. We've got to say, I'm free. I don't care what the hell you say.
Exactly. That's how it all starts. People have to separate that. They have to say, no, my freedom has nothing to do with anybody giving something to me. I mean, is that ridiculous? Does somebody give you, you know, your hand? No, it's yours. Somebody give you your freedom? Absolutely not.
John, it's too powerful. I want to get you on for a full hour this week. Guys, let's set up John Rappaport for the weekday show right now. Let's do a full hour on true freedom. I want you to write some notes up from that big brain of yours. really a great mind, and to come on and share it with us this week. In fact, I may even let him host a few hours, so I'm not interrupting. John Rappaport, you're awesome. You're beautiful, man.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
You know, we've been running that liner for about 18 years on air, and folks used to think it was a joke, and it is kind of tongue-in-cheek. But now we really are under this occupied government. The bureaucracy, the corporate interest, they just do whatever they want. And it was in the Washington Times last week, I just talked about it with Gunners of America head Larry Pratt, that, oh, the Pentagon is training to crush the Tea Party and gun owners and to use drones against them, and that is NORTHCOM's main mission. I mean, it's crazy that, you know, I'd talk about that 5 years ago with Dr. Paul and Craig Roberts, he'd bring it up, and we were like, oh, that's those nuts. And then now it's just all out in the open. We're moving into authoritarianism. The whole world is, in my view. And for two segments, we've got four guests today on the Sunday edition. Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, the father of Reaganomics, multi-time best-selling author, listed by many publications, one of the top 10 living economists. So he's kind of a big deal, sits on a lot of the boards of some of the biggest think tanks. He has been saying we're turning into a total authoritarian system and that we never really left the recession, and those numbers are now coming in proving that. I want to cover the waterfront with him about geopolitical things that are happening, Obama's West Point speech, really the state of the republic. We're going to talk about that in two short segments with Dr. Paul Craig Roberts. I'll also give you his website in a moment, so be ready for that. We, of course, syndicate his column at Infowars.com as well on the Internet. But there's a lot of stuff to get to today here. Where do you want to begin, Dr. Roberts? You're also the editor of the Wall Street Journal, I should throw in for good measure. I mean, I threw out kind of a cornucopia of issues. What do you want to tackle first, or do you want to cover something else?
It's your show, Alex, so I'll accommodate you and what you think your audience is into.
What do you want to dive into first and then I threw out?
Well, I thought that Obama's West Point speech was very revealing, and particularly some of the reaction to it. So maybe that sort of is in the news and sets the stage for a lot of the else that you mentioned.
Let's get into it.
Well, you noticed that Obama said that he believed in American exceptionalism with every fiber of his body, or something to that extent. Now, what he's saying is that he believes that Americans are ubermensch, and that they are superior to other people in other countries, and that this superiority means that we have the right to prevail over others, and that we will continue to intervene in the affairs of the rest of the world, and that the military is the prime way with which we intervene. So we see here a policy of no diplomacy, just coercion, force. The only diplomacy the United States has is you do what we say or we'll bomb you into the Stone Age. Remember that? And he's saying that just because we're coming out of Afghanistan, it doesn't mean that we are not going to continue to intervene wherever we think that we want to. So this, in a way, is an indication that there's no backing off on the strategic threat that the Obama regime has brought to Russia and the Ukraine, that there's no backing off on the Obama regime's resurrection of the Cold War in place of the Soviet threat. We now have the Russian threat, and we are building up forces in the Baltics and in Eastern Europe and or against a non-existent Russian threat. So just like, in my opinion, and I believe yours, that the war on terror was a hoax that served the military security complex, we're now going to have a Cold War hoax as a new way.
Ooh, that's a great way to coin it. It's a Cold War hoax, and I do totally agree with you. And, you know, it's one thing to have manifest destiny when you're fighting a bunch of Native Americans, and they're actually fighting back against you. You could say there was a war. I'm not endorsing it. But to start a new Lebensraum or living space thing, you know, against Russia and people, it's just madness, especially when the country itself is sinking into the mud.
That's right. And look, it's also, it's revoking Reagan's greatest accomplishment. You know, Reagan ended the Cold War. You know, the Reagan-Gorbachev agreements ended the Cold War.
And by the way, you don't toot your horn, but you were a big part of that.
I had a role in it.
Yes.
And so we now have the United States government repudiating its most popular president in a long, long time. And his greatest accomplishment, and a great accomplishment for humanity, because ending the Cold War greatly reduced the threat of nuclear annihilation of everybody. And so now we're going to start it back up, which means that the whole notion of something going wrong and the button getting pushed and nuclear weapons going off, and as all the scientists have made clear.
And it's going to kill reforms in Russia.
It's going to kill the whole world if something goes wrong. You know, the scientists have made it clear that if 1% of the weapons in the American and Russian arsenal were used, there'd be a nuclear winter. Billions of people would die of starvation. The agriculture would be wiped out for 10 years. You know, the catastrophe, the potential catastrophe of starting up another military competition with another nuclear power. This is reckless beyond anybody's imagination. And it's all being done so they can continue to steal money for taxpayers, give it to the military security complex to prevent us, to protect us against a hoax threat. And then the money cycles back to the politicians and campaign donations. So this shows a government that's just corrupt beyond any previous measure of corruption, and that they would put this type of risk on human life. I mean, extinction is possible if these weapons go off. So I think that tells you just how bad the situation is, how low the leadership has sunk, and there's hardly really a word about it. The Washington Post jumped all over Obama for not being aggressive enough, for not sending troops into Syria, for not sending NATO into the Ukraine. We have to protect all these people, blah, blah. It's really just mind-boggling. I sometimes think that the whole country has simply lost its head. And
well, what it is a bunch of different, as you said, special interests that would literally, you know, kill their grandma for a stick of bubble gum, who just are disconnected from reality. They're not statesmen. They've destroyed our soft power. You know, they have, Obama says you built a business, you didn't build it. 2 + 2 = 5, they teach the kids in school. This is a general insanity in the ruling class, in my view. And I don't know where it goes, Dr. Roberts.
Well, I think it goes to collapse. It goes to collapse, and that's probably the best hope the country has, because when it collapses, the elites are all discredited, and it gives us a chance to do something else if we're ready and aware and can get partially out of the matrix so that we can think.
wow, it's just incredible with all your experience and all the things you've been a part of hearing you say that. But it's right there in our face. I want to talk about the technicals on the economy, but also first Putin being boxed in. We've only got a little bit of time now, but can you start getting into why I saw in your column at paulcraigroberts.org that you were getting into the fact that he's boxed in?
Yes, you see, Washington has no intention of letting the situation in the Ukraine be reconciled or be resolved. They want to keep this conflict going because they've got Putin in a box. If he steps in to protect the Russian-speaking elements in Ukraine that are under attack, he will then confirm the demonization.
When we come back, let's break down where you think that crisis is going and the economy. What's the real state of the economy, and not just all these phony numbers? Straight ahead, I'm Alex Jones, InfoWars.com.
A chemical spill contaminating the water supply in 9 West Virginia counties.
This year alone, over 300,000 people in West Virginia had their drinking water contaminated.
What are the health effects of having these drugs in our drinking water?
It's forced medical treatment without the consent of residents.
My friends, water filtration is one of the most basic actions you can take to protect you and your family from the harmful toxins and heavy metals in your tap water.
On average, the county says it sprays with glyphosate at least once a week.
Few filters cut out the glyphosate that is found in water supply worldwide. Remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, hydrofluorosilicic acid, sodium hexafluorosilicate.
Fluoride, it is in tea, it's in coffee, it's in waters, and breads, and toothpaste.
It is our responsibility to protect our families. The establishment's not going to do it. It's time to take action. It's time to filter our water. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and use promo code WATER to get 10% off their entire family of incredible products. Or call toll free 888-253-3139.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Springtime is saved big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now.
Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex. Plus, Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Well, he was number two at the Department of Treasury with Ronald Reagan, worked on the deal to get the Soviets to basically try to reform. And then Russia got a lot better in many ways. I've talked to a lot of Russians, seen the numbers. And now all this Western pressure is making them become authoritarian again, which is great for the special interest here. But Dr. Paul Craig Roberts is our guest, syndicated columnist, political analyst, economist. And I want to get into the economy is why he's really here today. But this Russia thing is so important. So start over because you got cut off by the break. Putin's in a box. You were saying part one is that if he defends the Russians, there are 75% of the East or so that are being ethnically cleansed, attacked with helicopters, being taken over, massacred. Then he's invading Ukraine. That's always been part of Russia in that area. But then if he doesn't do that, how's he boxed in?
Well, then he's undermined with the nationalists in Russia. He's shown that he's weak. He's not standing up for Russians. He's intimidated by the Americans. So he'll lose his hard support within Russia. And what Washington will do, they will turn loose on him the hundreds of NGOs within Russia that Washington finances. And they will ally with the nationalists, the Russian nationalists, and they'll start making protests against Putin. And he will lose support within Russia itself. So either way, he's weakened. The first part of the box, he's weakened with the Europeans that he hopes he'll be able to move away in part from the Americans because of their energy dependence on Russia and their trade with Russia. But if he doesn't fall into that part of the trap, the other part is he becomes a guy who failed to stand up for Russia, who gave in to the Americans, who was scared. And the protests within Russia will undermine him. So he's really in a difficult situation.
Exactly. He gets more powerful if he makes the wrong decision and engages and threatens World War III with the ultra-nationalists who are ready for a war. But, I mean, can't they be sophisticated enough? The Russians aren't stupid to understand the trap they're being put into. Isn't there some third way for them to not give in to the George Soros operation that he bragged last week he's behind?
I think the NGOs are too numerous and too well entrenched. You know, Russia didn't do anything about them for 20 years. And they're all through Russia. And a lot of the young professionals are really won over by American propaganda. So I think he's in a difficult position. I think what he should have done early was simply to step in, take back the Russian territories that were always part of Russia, and then deal with the remainder based on what happens. But now he's fallen into this trap that the Americans sprung on him. Whatever he does, he's going to lose one way or the other.
But, Doc, when you say Americans, I'm an American, you're an American. I mean, I understand it is America technically doing this, and NATO. But, I mean, it's special corporate interest. Isn't there a way to differentiate so the public understands that it's criminal groups doing this?
Well, I always say Washington.
Yeah,
because Washington is a creature of the private interest groups, you know, Wall Street, the military security complex, you know, agribusiness, energy, mining, timber. So I always say Washington. If I say American, it's just a mistake, really. I shouldn't.
No, I'm not even criticizing you for that because it's true. I feel bad being drug along by the hair with this, as you do, and seeing America that hadn't been perfect. But, you know, I mean, back in the 50s and stuff, I mean, we were better than most other countries. We were exceptional in many ways, from my view. Now we're exceptionally evil.
I'm afraid so. I'm afraid that's the case. And, of course, though, we may be faced with substantial economic problems here, which may deter Washington from being able to carry out its Russian, its anti-Russian strategy, because the first quarter came in with the revisions negative, as we all knew it was. They tried to hide it with the initial release, and most likely the second quarter will be. Now, they're claiming, oh, if second quarter is going to be fine, the first quarter was just due to the weather. But it's hard to see any growth in real consumer income, any growth in retail sales, real retail sales, any growth in consumer credit, except for student loans. And so you don't see any kind of activity boosting the economy. So I don't think there's any basis for the economy to do anything but sink. If it sinks in the second quarter, then has the specter of recession, because two negative quarters means recession, and I don't think they'll be able to spin it. And I don't know what policy they can use to combat it. If they go back to more QE, to more quantitative easing, more money printing, this could put pressure on the dollar, especially with the announcement by China and Russia that they're going to be leaving the dollar system, not all at once, but they're going to be leaving it and settle their trade with other countries in their own currencies. So more QE could cause holders of dollars to say, oh, no, here they are again printing more money. The goods and services aren't increasing. That means the dollars we're holding are going down. Let's get out of them. So the United States could face a currency crisis on top of the sinking economy. Now, that would simply devastate its power and its ability to be an international bully, and therefore Putin could escape the trap.
And now they're trying to shift from doing gas deals in Europe to that big gas deal with the Chinese. I know that's got the neocons upset. And again, we got Obama and the neocons. For those that don't know, Trotsky got run out by Stalin. He ran down to Mexico. But when he got killed, all his followers ran up here and set up the neocon, neoconservative movement. These are literally the children of the Trotsky communists. And they've always been anti-Russian after they got kicked out. And I think you're a bigger expert on this than I am, doctor, but isn't that part of the – Russia's not doing anything to anybody. They're not expanding. They're just trying to hold on, and the establishment's trying to start a war with them. I mean, is it just because the Trotskyite neocons hate Russians?
Well, they do hate Russians, just like the Poles, like Brzezinski hates them. There's no doubt you're right that the neocons today are the children of people – who were at one point in their life Trotskyists. And so you do have this sort of, but it's more than that. It's also the doctrines. It's the Brzezinski doctrine, the Wolfowitz doctrine. And those doctrines are that the United States, in order to remain the sole superpower, has to prevent the rise of Russia.
Pax Americana.
Well, it's Empire Americana. And so they must prevent the rise of Russia. And so whatever you can do to screw up Russia, do it. Whatever.
But it's a global society that screws up Europe and then screws us up. Also, the neocons can play God. And then you got Brzezinski running Obama. It's two peas in a pod. How does your gut tell you it ends on that front and the economy? Because, look, I'm in the supposed richest city in the country now, Boomtown. And most people I know are really having the most trouble of their lives. So I know we're in a depression in many areas. And then they're saying, oh, we're a recession despite all the QE unlimited.
Yeah, I think the people in Washington have overreached. China and Russia together is an impossible combination to prevail over. So the notion that Obama expressed last Wednesday, I think it was, at West Point, that we are always going to prevail, we are the exceptional people, and that the military is our way of prevailing, this is unrealistic.
It's delusional. Dr. Roberts, thank you for spending some of your Sunday with us. We'll talk to you soon. We'll be back, folks. I'm Alex Jones. Check out his site, paulcraigroberts.org.
How long would you last if all grocery stores ceased to exist?
Not in America. This can't happen in America.
Because of my concern about our government, I was looking at survival stuff.
I was raised as a Girl Scout, and their motto was to be prepared.
Food for Patriots was an opportunity for me to be able to put some things aside. I said, well, this is a product worth having, seeing as it's so good.
Like the pricing for what I got,
like the containers they were shipped in.
They keep in touch with you. You get your emails. You get your confirmations.
The customer service is just absolutely fantastic.
Plan on buying probably about four more of these minimum.
And it just came so quick. It came right when they said it would come.
Thanks for supplying all this stuff for us, because I think we're all going to be needing it in a very short time.
Join over 50,000 Americans who have trusted Food for Patriots. Go to GetSurvivalFood.com to learn more. That's GetSurvivalFood.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center.
In the heart of the resistance, you're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Thank you for joining us on this original June 1st, 2014 Sunday broadcast. We're now into the two final segments, and we've saved some of the most informative, thought-provoking information to the last. And that is Dr. Steve Pachinik. I won't go over his whole bio in the interest of time, but he co-authored a lot of books with Tom Clancy. They've got a posthumously published book that he worked on with Clancy that is coming out as we speak. We'll get Dr. Pachinik to mention that at the end, because it's interesting and it ties into what's happening currently. That's why people like Tom Clancy and Pachinik's books, is because they accurately predict so much of what then unfolds. But the reason I wanted to get him on is that he said back last year, but then again in February on the nightly news here at Infowars.com, that he thinks Snowden is a setup. All I know is they don't want it known that the NSA is spying on everybody. They don't want it known that this is happening and going on. But if it's already going to come out, could he then become the authority, an avatar, as Pechenik called it, and be a limited hangout, basically, to then control the information? Or could he work for big corporations like Google and Microsoft that are doing more spying than the NSA is doing? And that's admitted. I'm not saying I agree with Pechenik, but he did run psychological operations for the State Department, and he is a famous psych warfare guy in his own right. He knows General Alexander. I know he knows Clapper and people. So we're going to find out if it's his opinion. He's saying that he thinks this is an elaborate operation with Snowden, or whether he has actual proof of that. But first, I wanted to play a brief clip of Brian Williams on NBC, the reason we're having Pechenik back on. Last week, he came out and said, I was trained as a spy. I worked for the CIA and NSA. That's what Pechenik had said in multiple interviews, was that, you know, to quote Pechenik, he's more than just a technician, Alex. Well, now he's saying that himself. So here's Brian Williams with Snowden.
I was trained as a spy in sort of the traditional sense of the word, in that I lived and worked undercover overseas, pretending to work in a job that I'm not, and even being assigned a name that was not mine. But I am a technical specialist. I am a technical expert.
All right, that's enough. The interview got a lot of attention. I'm not going to replay the clips of Pechenik predicting that he would come out and say that. We aired it last week on the show, but now we've got Pechenik on this Sunday. Doc, we've only got this segment and the next, so let's condense it down. Thanks for coming on the Sunday show on short notice. Break down why you said that and why it's important and what you say about his new comments.
I want to thank you very much, and I want to thank your audience. The reason I said it is because I know the modus operandi of the CIA. The very important thing that you have to understand about Snowden is that he is a manufacturer, a product of the CIA or the military-industrial complex. Why do I say that? Number one, he follows the modus operandi of the predecessor, Daniel Ellsberg. Both were so-called in the military. Snowden failed the so-called special forces. That's what he claimed. He was never qualified. Daniel Ellsberg was in military intelligence and worked at the State Department at the cover, but was really in the CIA working for General Lansdale. That was 40 years ago. Both came out in terms of a company that was not apparently affiliated with the military intelligence complex. In the case of Ellsberg, it was the RAND Corporation where I came in and I worked on the Soviet Union. And in the case of Snowden, it was Booz Allen that received $6 billion from the CIA directly. And the head of Booz Allen at the time that Snowden was in there was McTiernan, who was deputy director, acting DCI of the CIA. And now the head of it was McDonnell, who is a naval intelligence officer. And so James Clapper was in Booz Allen, as were many other CIA operatives. And so he came out of the CIA, born, bred out of the CIA. What he said, and what he said specifically in this interview with Brian Williams, where Brian Williams was totally hacked by an operative, because if you listen to the words that Snowden said, he said very distinctly, I am a CIA spy. I predicted that a year ago. I predicted that on your show 6 months ago. What does that really mean? What that really means is that the CIA, and Snowden in particular, is working with his handlers, who in particular is the man named John Brennan. That's the one name that has not come out repeatedly in his conversation or his indictments. What Snowden said was, I am against people like Keith Alexander, and I happen to know Keith Alexander. I like him, but that doesn't mean I justify that he had a massive surveillance of the American public. But the two people that Snowden attacked were military officials, one who was particularly very powerful, and that was Keith Alexander.
And that's what you said last year when no one was saying it. You said it was part of a inner CIA-Pentagon power struggle, which they now admit Benghazi's a big part of.
Exactly. This is the extension of Benghazi and the CIA and the military fighting out for control of the military-industrial complex, as it's evidenced by companies like SAIC, Booz Allen, MITRE, L3 Corporation. This has nothing to do with the American public, the safety of the American public, the national security, or with the sanctity of our nation. This has to do simply with the fact that the military-industrial complex, particularly the intelligence corporation, could care less about our safety as does the military. Because the military feels, and this is very painful for me me to say, having been a Navy captain, that we do not have a nation anymore. We have an army, but we do not have a nation. We have in America, we have a country, but we do not have an army. And the CIA, military intelligence, National Geospatial Agency, National Security Agency, feels the same way. They don't care about the protection and the national security of America. They haven't really done anything to prevent terrorism, to protect us. What they care about is one simple matter. They want to game out the issue of who gets the most money in the military-industrial complex, particularly in intelligence. That's why I could predict this matter. It's not something I read in tea leaves or I made up. Keith Alexander is one of the most powerful, if not the most powerful individual now in national security. He acquired that power because, contrary to what the CIA was 30 years ago, which was based on humans, which is what Snowden said very specifically, and Snowden was very proud of the fact that he was part of an intelligence-gathering capacity where you don't have to go to college anymore. And it's true. You just have to be very proficient on the Internet. So people like Snowden were hired by the CIA, went through the National Security Agency, at the same time worked at the Defense Intelligence Agency, because all the other groups, including the CIA, are not as proficient as the National Security
Agency. Sure. And you've worked in the State Department, you know, but mainly from the Army angle, helping found Delta Force, and that's on record.
Correct. I helped found Delta Force with Larry Eagleberry. I'm not going to tell full credit. The reason we didn't have a Delta Force is because we had hostage negotiations 30 years ago. I didn't have the counterpart to what the British had, the SAS, and we needed a key force. And that's why we nurtured, Larry Eagleberger and I nurtured Special Forces and Delta Force so that we could have a precision instrument to go in and strike out people.
Now, we're about to go to break. Just, I want to come back again into the bigger picture here and where this is all going. But what, for layman, what is the point then in the warfare inside the establishment? What is the point of Snowden then? What's the objective?
The Snowden point is very simply more money for more intelligence that has nothing to do with the protection of the Republic. The Republic and America is irrelevant to the aggrandizement of private institutions that are affiliated with our intelligence community. So the CIA grows bigger, more inefficient. NSA goes bigger, more inefficient. The Defense Intelligence Agency grows bigger and inefficient. And America is paying a very heavy price while we lose our capacity to really protect ourselves and to garner any sense of economic strength. We are losing our capacity to be a viable republic because our military and our intelligence system is sucking out the very marrow of our existence, which is money, servitude, loyalty, transparency,
sure,
and honesty.
All right, we'll stay there. We got to go to break. Dr. Steve Pachinik's our guest. StevePachinik.com is his excellent website. Find out the latest books that are there. And more, but we're going to go to break here. I remember seeing people like military professors like Thomas Barnett a decade ago on C-SPAN lecturing at the Naval War College in places, telling the generals and the admirals, we don't represent America, we represent Wall Street. And when they say that, they mean a select inside group in Wall Street that are monopoly capitalists who are exempt from taxes, who lobby to raise our taxes to get corporate welfare. I want to get Steve Pachinik's take on that statement, if he thinks it's accurate. After the break, I'm Alex Jones. Follow us on Twitter at Real Alex Jones and Infowars.com. Stay with us for the final segment.
The globalist social engineers are not just targeting us with propaganda. They are manipulating our genetics. We are being targeted at every level by estrogen mimickers that lower our testosterone and other hormones and natural compounds that the body needs. After consulting top doctors, nutritionists, pharmacists, and others, we have developed what I believe is the ultimate non-GMO organic super male vitality formula sourced from powerful organic herbs and then concentrated for maximum potency. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's own natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals. Super Male Vitality by InfoWars Life is so powerful that I only take half the recommended dose. For a limited time, we are offering 15% off Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsLife.com to introduce you to this powerful supplement. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to secure your Super Male Vitality. InfoWarsLife.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Gentlemen, in search of a million-dollar smile that'll make them take notice, I mean really get their attention, then get the mud. My Magic Mud. The fluoride-free whitener with no chemicals, additives, GMOs, or bad taste. And safe to swallow. My Magic Mud detoxifies, reduces sensitivity, cleans and strengthens your teeth while it whitens. Comes as a powder for pure whitening power. Start looking good for that special someone. Get the mud now. MyMagicMud.com.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
It's the time of the season.
You know, I just gave a speech in Dallas. It was a keynote speaker introducing T-Bone Pickens on the fact that only a moral society can be successful. And I know that's an understatement. People understand that. But I'm saying the obvious, but we've lost touch of that. There are a lot of smart people and resources in third world countries, but they just let bureaucracies take over and special interest. And I want to get into what you're saying in a private email to me. I want to get your full take on this, Dr. Pechenik. Elliot Roger. And the Santa Monica shooting last week has been collectively blamed on white males and gun owners, even though half the people he purportedly killed, he used a knife on. I want to get your take as a military.
Over it. Remember, I told you Sandy Hook was a false flag, and it came out to be true. This one's a false flag, too.
Well, I want to get into that in a moment. But finishing up with the whole point of Snowden and where this is going, I mean, he seemed extremely confident. I would almost say arrogant in that interview with Brian Williams, like they're trying to rehab him to take him back to the country like Lee Harvey Oswald, who we know was a CIA operative and never joined the Russians.
You have to understand, Snowden qua Snowden doesn't mean anything. Snowden's part of the game that the CIA and the intelligence community is playing off of the backdrop of America, Russia, and China. You have to understand, Snowden just represents an institution which really has to take down a much more powerful institution like the National Security Agency and really wants to garner and Snowden and his handlers.
So it's just like the FBI and CIA always want to make the other the bad guy.
Exactly.
You're saying it's CIA wanting to get all the blame off it onto the NSA.
Well, not only that, they want to say there's good guys and bad guys. The truth of the matter is this is not about bad guys and good guys. This is about people who want to play games with the American public and taxpayers. And all of them want to play games with the taxpayers because all of our military generals go back into SAC or Booz Allen. They get $6 billion from the CIA. James Clapper, you got, the same thing. You have John Brennan, who's never been brought up on charges of illegal activities on 9/11, Benghazi. He was accused in Benghazi, and I said it repeatedly. He's been accused of drone attacks, yet the FBI has never investigated him. Secret Service has never investigated him. ATF has never investigated, but it's the one man that Snowden doesn't want to mention. And by that very absence in intelligence and counterintelligence, I can tell you that he's his handler, and that the CIA is very much embedded in this kind of gaming that goes on. And it's Eisenhower who said they have created a legacy of ashes. And it was Jimmy Carter, whom I served, who got rid of 4,000 operatives. It's time now for America to say it's enough with the CIA, enough with our intelligence community. We're going to cut off funding in general, and then we're going to bring in people who can really understand what is required.
Well, they tripled the size of the CIA. They're operating domestically, and they've got their minions just running around everywhere. They've had Homeland Security try to recruit every doctor my dad knows to spy on their patients and people. And when they get deeper enough into it, because he managed hundreds of doctors, he just retired,
yes.
He dug into it and found out it's connected to the CIA. What is the CIA doing trying to recruit every doctor and dentist?
It's a self-aggrandizement. What happened is over 30 years in working in the State Department and overseeing the CIA and many opportunities, they have really been dysfunctional. And in the Soviet Union, in Thailand, I had to get rid of the station chief. In Paris, I had to get rid of the station chief. In Panama, I had to get rid of the station chief. In Panama, I had to get rid of some of their operatives. And basically what's happening, it's an organization that's so filled, and I not have anything against this religion, basically Irish Catholic individuals. You have Brennan, McTiernan, you have Donilon, you have Doyle, you have Keith Alexander, all of whom follow the catechism of hierarchy. And with this type of ritualization that's instilled, and I have nothing against Catholics, my family's partly Catholic, if you have embedded in the CIA a hierarchy which has this false notion that they have to follow orders irrespective of the legality of the orders, John Brennan has to be called forth in front of a committee, just as Colby was in front of a committee of independent prosecutors, and testify about Benghazi, testify about 9/11, testify about the drone attacks, testify about Snowden, testify about who he knew, because the one name that does not come out is the very name that's involved in all of this, including McTiernan, who was acting head of the CIA. What's happening is the aggrandizement and self-aggrandizement of intelligence communities at the expense of the republic, that is, the expense of the American taxpayer, is out of control, and it's destroying our nation. We do not have more security because it's bigger. We have less security because it's ineffective. And the CIA wants to have the capacity that the NSA had in electronic surveillance, which didn't prove to be better. It just proved to be bigger and more expensive and more deadly to our freedom.
Well, it sounds like a recipe for disaster to have 800,000 private contractors and more than 50 companies with access to all the super secret spy hubs. I mean, that just sounds like a way to be infiltrated.
Correct.
Not just foreign governments, but every other corporation.
That's correct.
It sounds like a takedown plan of the country.
Well, it's not purposeful. We're not that clever. In other words, whenever you think that anybody's planning to take it down, whether it's the Council on Foreign Relations, nobody's that clever. What it is greed, self-aggrandizement, and stupidity.
And by the way,
arrogance.
You've been pretty big in the CFR for a long time, but I know got out of it. I mean,
Well, it was a waste of my money and time. Because what happened is you have every flotsam and jetsam. It was really like a nursing home for those who weren't able to do anything, and a nursing home for a lot of neocon Jews who did terrible things in 9/11. Richard Haass, Elliot Abrams, you had a whole bunch of them, and Feith, who was still accountable, but they're sitting in the Council on Foreign Relations espousing. They have protection, but I wasn't interested in that. What I'm interested in doing very simply.
Steve, how would you describe yourself? Because you're Jewish and Catholic, right?
Yeah, I'm Jewish, but my aunt is Catholic. I grew up in Cuba because the American liberal democracy didn't allow us in, thanks to Roosevelt. My whole family was exterminated by the Germans. I grew up at the age of 6. I came to the United States, grew up on 108th Street in Amsterdam. One of us went to Booker T. Washington, the black school. It wasn't Obama. It was
someday me. I want to get you on just about all your spy stories that you can talk about and how you helped.
The point is, I'm just an American citizen, and I'm willing to work again for this country, put my line on my life on the line again, say, look.
No, I understand. Let me get you on soon to do a whole discussion about this. We've only got about 3 minutes left. Briefly, what do you think really happened with the bizarre Santa Monica mass shooting?
Well, Santa Monica follows the entire protocol of Sandy Hook. It's false flag. It's a liberal community. It's tied into Susan Collins' Hunger Games. You have a directive Hunger Games. There's no such guy as Rogers. You can't have a mentally ill kid kill.
Why the last three shootings have Hunger Games connections? What's the point of that?
Because of that. Susan Collins was writing that. She was co-opted by the entire system to play out the scenario of anti-gun control, when in fact she was making money on the very notion of Hobbesian killing and people being atavistic. And she is very, very dangerous in this community of pro, you know, anti-gun. And it's not an accident. It's related to Susan Collins, who lives in Newtown.
I was about to say, a lot of those movies are actually they act like they're revolt against tyranny, but they're kind of Marxist.
They're Marxist. They're basically stupid. But what I'm saying is, this a mental health kid cannot kill 7 people, wound 13, and stab 3. It's impossible. I ran a maximum security ward at St. Elizabeth's Hospital where I was criminally insane, and they can't write 140 pages and write a video about themselves. So this is, again, a redux of Newtown. It's a tire false flag. And a Mr. Martinez who talks about craven politicians, it's absurd. I've never used that word, craven. If you look it up cowardly, nobody talks about that in Greece. So this is, again, a false flag. And you have to go back to Obama. You have to go back to the FBI. You have to go back to Eric Holder.
Well, the FBI, even the New York Times admits, out of 100 bombing plots, 99 were staged by the FBI. That article came out a few years ago.
Well, they have to be accountable again. You have a new director, and I want to know, where's the ATF, Agency for Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms? Where's the FBI? Where's Eric Holder? Where's the subpoenas coming in for false flag? It can't continue, and the president has to be held accountable again.
Well, I want to get you back on soon. Tell us about the new book, posthumously, that you and Clancy worked up, and then you...
Well, I have two excellent writers, George Galderosi, D. Couch. They're both special. They were in the Navy Intelligence. They work in Coronado Beach. And what we did was to create a scenario several years ago with Clancy, he and I, about Syria and the importance of the fact that Muslims were killing Christians both in Syria and the Middle East, and how Syria, Iran, and Saudi Arabia were all in a cahoots or in playing off one another again, and creating a civil war in Syria where the Iranians were fighting Saudi Arabia and where the American government got involved accidentally.
And it all ended up basically happening. It's out of the ashes, Dr. Steve Pachenik.
Out of the ashes, Tom Clancy's Op Center with George Galderosi and Dick Couch.
All right. Thank you so much.
My pleasure.
Thank you for coming on. We'll talk to you again soon. Have a good rest of your weekend. Okay, thank you so much. There goes Dr. Steve Pachenik. That's it for me, your host, Alex Jones. I'll be back tomorrow live with the weekday transmission, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Great job to the crew, all of our affiliate sponsors, our listeners, and the good Lord above. Until then, be safe and promote liberty.
Henry Ford once said, a man who stops advertising to save money is like a man who stops a clock to save time. Alex Castle here, the National Account Executive at GCN. I have the ability to customize a national radio campaign based on your budget while targeting your demographic. Contact me to find out how national radio can help your business be more profitable at 877-996-4327, extension 177. That's 877-996-4327, extension 177, and help me help you bring your business to the next level.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.